Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. It is Mindful Monday. I know everybody had a wonderful weekend. I saw people out and about getting some of that sun, vitamin D, looking for chicken wings, getting ready for the Super Bowl. Next Sunday is the big day. We're going to be doing Mindful Monday today, short and sweet, because we have some activities that we have to wrap up. You know, there's an organization, I'm going to post more out. There's a youth group, and they're putting on a wonderful virtual presentation, Black History in the Making, and I will be sending you out information as soon as I get that, but you want to check this out. These are youth, little entrepreneurs, you know, starting at 8 years old, 13, 17 years old. The youth is wonderful. People say that the youth is our future. No. The youth is the present. Believe me, they're working hard out there, and we have to give them as much support as we can do. But, you know, the Super Bowl is coming up, you know, and it's our hearts that change others' hearts. Friendship changes people. Travelers who pull their capes over their shoulders and brace themselves determinedly against the cold wind naturally relax and change their outlook and actions when warmed by the sun. So we'll have a lot of visitors coming in here. They're already here. We want to warm them. We want to give them warmth and respect and pleasantry. Let them feel some of that California sun. They're coming in. Have to be kind. We want to stay safe, okay? It's going to be crazy out there. Tiffany Witt and I will come on and share with us some of her thoughts, you know, but we just want to be mindful. We want to be safe out there. And then no matter what problems you may face, okay, you want to resolve to always be the sun. Because no matter what problems you're going to face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return. And spring will never fail to come. So we want to be the beaming, raying, friendly, kind, caring California sun for these visitors. And it's a lot coming in here. Traffic is going to be crazy. They're going to be driving crazy, confused. Watch out for the pedestrians out there. Okay? You must watch out for the pedestrians. They don't understand our method of driving here, and they're coming in from all over. So before we get going here, before Miss Tiffany with an eye comes on, short and brief, I'm just going to play this song because this is what it's all about. Welcome in to Mindful Monday.
Clap your hands, sing a happy song.
That's right. We're going to sing a happy song. We're going to be happy, bright, and light here with all these visitors here. And this big day is coming Sunday. They're moving in. We have to be kind. We have Tiffany with an eye on. I say Tiffany with an eye. Tiffany Jones. I see it. I strategize. I correct it, and I complete it. Tiffany with an eye, are you on with us this evening with Mindful Monday? You're short and sweet because you know there's things out there waiting.
I know. I am with you. How are you, firstly? And thank you so much for great. Thank you so much for having me.
But you know, we look forward to hearing what's on your mind on Monday, and you like to tell us what you found out on Friday. So we look forward to you coming on and caring and sharing with us. And we're going to be short and sweet today because I know you're busy, and we got some things we're wrapping up here, preparing for a lot of stuff going on. So what are your thoughts on this Super Bowl Sunday? What do you want to tell us to be mindful of?
On Monday, let's see. Super Bowl's coming up, so everyone, the discussion now out there is Super Bowl Sunday and what everybody's doing. And I was just at Costco earlier today, and people are buying TVs, preparing for the game, trying to see if there are chicken wings out there.
Mm-hmm. None. I've been looking. None.
So I think a lot of people are going to be excited this year because it is the first time at the SoFi Stadium that we will actually have a championship game or the Super Bowl held in L.A.
Right.
At the SoFi Stadium.
Yes. Yes. Which is making history. It's a beautiful stadium, but it's going to be a lot of people there. Okay. A lot of attendees and a lot of non-attendees, okay? This is like making history in the city of Los Angeles, the Sunshine State. And I was just telling the listeners, let's be the sun. Let's like beam and give all of our visitors a warm, pleasant, kind, safe welcome. Here. It's going to be a lot of drivers out there, Tiffany, you know, people that are renting cars and trying to drive in the traffic. You know, we know how to get around. L.A., you drive more than anywhere else, okay? And, you know, we have different areas and different ways of doing things. So we want everyone to be mindful out there of those visitors, turning left out of the right lane and all that because they're going to be confused if they're not familiar with how things go. Luckily, I know when I traveled to Houston had so many freeways, the circle for the circle for the circle for the circle. Now, that will give you a headache, and if you don't get off at the right time, you might be circling for another 30 miles until you can get an off-ramp. Luckily, we are not like that, but our traffic is of such that you have to pay attention because you just have to pay attention, and it can be pretty taxing. Yeah.
It is. You always know when you're L.A. because of the traffic. The traffic is always horrendous. We can't, it's just a lot, and because we're so spread out and it takes a while to get from point A to point B, it's just the way that it is. So L.A. is just known for its traffic. So anybody coming here to travel from any other state, just know, like you said, there's going to be a lot of people. Traffic is going to be heavy. You're going to have a lot of patience.
Yes.
I mean, I know a lot of people are going to be excited to celebrate the moment for the Super Bowl. But, again, we still are in the winter climate, although it was 73 degrees today. Our weather is fluctuating, so that you need to be careful of, because when the temperatures change from high to low and in between, you have to be careful because that's when, cold or something can set in and your allergies kick in or something like that. So keep up with your vitamin C and D and all the vitamins and supplements.
vitamin C, vitamin D. Also, you know, bring a sweater or jacket, because after a certain time of day, it drops. I remember when I came to California, they say, oh, you don't need a coat there. I didn't bring a coat.
Yes, you do.
But I went and bought a coat, because that was not true, okay? And I had the opportunity mm-hmm. to go to San Francisco, and yeah, I was glad I had that coat, because it's not true. So after a certain time of day, it's going to drop. So you basically have to dress in layers, you know, a heavy, then warm up, and then heavy again. And I like to wear things around my neck, because that wind comes in, and as you say, that's our system that, you know, is taking us back and forth. So you have allergies flowing out there, the cold, we're still dealing with this virus out here too, okay? So we don't know if it's the pandemic, the cold, the hay fever, what. Just be careful and load up on those vitamins. And for the drivers and pedestrians that are walking, remember, these people that are driving in here, they don't know that as soon as you step off that curb, they have to stop for you, okay? That's the rule. Because some places you step off that curb, your leg might be down in the next
right.
city, okay? So
New York is not a place.
Yeah, you know. So they, you know, they might not even see you. So be aware of that. You're going to have all type of people in here driving. They're not going to be all Californians, so they don't know that rule. I remember when I came to take my driving test, the lady asked me at the counter. She said, but you didn't answer the questions about the curve. I say, what curve? The painted curves, right? I say, lady, I have not seen a painted curb. I have been too busy watching your pedestrian step off that curb. And she marked me, and I got my license. Painted curbs? What painted curbs? I haven't seen a painted mm-hmm. curb. So those are just things that you have to really stop and think about. The drivers are coming in here. They don't know, but you know. So be aware before you just jump off that curb in front of that car, because you don't know who's behind that wheel. They might be coming in from Virginia, Texas, wherever, and they don't know about stopping for you, okay? So be mindful of that out there. And most so, you know, I just wanted to share, you know, to have a pleasantry. You know, we're being like the sun here. They know we party. Oh, there's going to be some parties. Okay, COVID or not, there is going to be some parties. But for all you hosts out there.
Especially with the new skinny.
Yes. For the host, sober up your guests before you let them leave. If you don't, or make them stay until they're clear. Okay? A good host will, you know, provide everything that's needed. But also, a good host is going to make sure that their guests are sober before they leave. If they're not sober, make them stay all night. Just get some extra blankets and pillows, okay? Make sure that your guests leave with their correct faculties. And if there's someone who do not want to abide by, lock them up in the closet, okay? Or lock them up in the room, because really you're responsible for that. So it's going to be parties. They might be meatballs and spaghetti, because chicken wings are hard to find, but we know the chip and the dip and the screaming and the yelling and all of that. I was listening to, there's a few like casinos, Morongo places, you know, they're opening up for that, which is going to be, it's going to be exciting. It's an exciting time. It's a strange time, but yet and still, this happiness is coming here. That's why I played the song, sing that happy song, you know, be happy, bright, and light, about your thoughts, about your attitude. Demonstrate that pleasantry out there, and be aware that there will be people in here that are not used to the way California, Los Angeles, see, each state and each city is different, but we just going to speak on Los Angeles, okay? And pedestrians, kind of look to the left and the right and ease yourself off that curve. This We don't
yeah.
want your leg in San Francisco somewhere, okay? We don't want those tragedies out there. So it's serious, but you really have to put some humor to it. But it's really something to think about, because through the excitement, that's the last thing we think about. And yeah, please Just be mindful. And that goes two ways. And the persons that are coming in here, be mindful. Because when you're in Rome, you're supposed to do as the Romans do. Is that what they say? But, you know, people bring their culture, their attitude, and not only are the attendees here in the stadium, there's non-attendees, and they're out with another agenda. So beware of that. It's a lot going to be in here. Mm-hmm. Parties, excitement, and a whole lot of other stuff. Okay, so just keep your eyes open, be safe, and be caring for yourself and others. And it's going to be a fun, it's going to be a great thing. It's history in the making. So far, the state, oh my goodness, I'm not going in. A few of my relatives are coming in. They said, we got you a ticket. I said, I'm not going in. I don't care if I was in a bubble helicopter. Don't want to go. Bring, give it to your brother. Okay? So, I mean, these are real football people. They're going to be there. Mm-hmm. They will be there sitting. But I think it will be over TV, so I'll be in front of the TV if there's any. You see everybody's buying them up, huh? What size were they buying? 27-inch, 98-inch, 1,002-inch, right?
I think, they wanted it was 60, I think it was like a 65 or a 70-inch. I don't know. I don't even keep up with the inches anymore because it has gone from like 50 to 55, 65, 85.
Oh, yeah.
Some people have screens all on the whole wall. So they might have like four or five screens or six screens, you know, three across and three across below. I mean, it's crazy what people are doing nowadays with the largeness of screens.
Or
people just have multiple TVs in all rooms, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. But, yeah, I think I don't even know what the largest is. Is it 85? I don't know.
I don't know. I know that they'll go all across the wall. I know that. I know in Texas you got TV in every room. Somebody might be watching sports. Somebody might be watching, you know, the love stories. So whichever way you want to move, you just go to the next theater, I call it. Move on to theater number B. Okay. So it's televisions and the remotes, and it's just a remote to go here and don't push this. Oh, yeah, yeah. But I can imagine out there to do, it's exciting. It is exciting. And Los Angeles, the Rams, you can't find anything with an R on it. Anything. I went into one little shop that I peeked in, and she had one cap, and I said, how much? And she told me the price. I said, I don't think so. Let me go find Bubba. Okay, I got to beat that. I'm not giving you that. Oh, it's the last one I have. Mm-hmm. Somebody will come and get it. Okay, so you won't find anything with R on it. Or the NFL, you know, signature, hopefully, later on. You know, I would love to have something, you know. Well, I found some beanies and things of that nature. I'll send one to my brother-in-law because he is a great football fan. And he loves getting memorabilia like that, but you can wait. And then after they win, did you hear what I said? After the win, it's going to be another kind of swing.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they're going to have to add some more letters onto those T-shirts and jackets and things. Champions. I got faith in them. I know they're going to take it. I already know it. They have to.
Yeah,
they have to.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be right. It's in there. It's their house. You know, this is the Rams' house. So come on in here. We're going to be nice to you, but you know where who I'm rooting for. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty exciting. With Tiffany, it's a lot of things that are happening that are in the making. There's a youth group that's going to put on. I think it's going to be February 19th. I'm waiting on the information that it will be virtual, and they need as much support. These are the young adults, but they need us to keep them there planning this phenomenal event, and they're doing it. It's just remarkable what they're doing. So I want as many people to support them as possible. You know, as I stated, people say the youth are the future. No, ma'am. The youth is the present. Believe me. And when you see them working hard and getting their little structures together, and you don't want to go in and dictate because you want them to do their thing, okay? It's their thing, but we have to support them. So as soon as I get that link to that information, I will be blasting it out there. So I want everyone to listen and look out for it. It's going to be on February 19th at 1 o'clock. Just watch the postings. And Stephanie, that will be with us tomorrow, tell her Tuesday, she's having a relationship event. It's a masquerade where the ladies will dress up in red, the gentlemen all dressed up, have your ambiance around, your candles, your rose petals, and it will be virtual, but it's going to be a nice event, and that's going to be on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm waiting for that link also. So we go on, but it might be a way that we can go on and just see the beginning and come out, you know. But I'll get that information to you. And on that note, since this is Mind for Monday, we're going short and sweet. We came up late because I did have to attend a very important meeting. So I pushed it down. That's a good thing about it. You can schedule and jump around. So I appreciate you shifting your schedule so that all schedules could be made here. And give us a last word before we go off on this Mind for Monday.
You know, again, I love Mondays just to relax a little and take some time for myself because it's very, very important. Because there's a lot going on. I mean, after the weekend, you have to rest. It seems like you need to rest after the weekend because it's so busy. So I typically my rest days are not Sunday or Saturday and Sunday. It's probably Monday in if I need Tuesday. But Monday is a relaxing day for me, or when I spend time just kind of concentrating on me, and all the rest of the time or the other days, that's when I do all the things that need to be done. So just, you know, kind of just clearing your mind, getting ready for the week. You know, we have busy weekends that are coming, the Super Bowl, Valentine's Day, and the 21st we have President's Day. So, I mean, we have enough to keep everybody busy from the 13th to the 21st.
Okay. And then we're still celebrating our Black history. I'm trying to get a history, a legend that's walking amongst us now. I'm trying to schedule in. I'll tell you more about it. But on that note, listeners, it is Mind for Monday. This is Tiffany with an I. I see it. I construct it. I strategize and I complete it. Tiffany, we appreciate you. And we love it that you love Monday and you use us to help you relax. So on that note, we're going to check out of here and tell everyone just to stay safe, stay aware, and just more so stay woke to anything that's happening. And watch, be kind to our visitors and pedestrians. Watch the cars, and cars or watch the pedestrians, because it's going to be a different time up in here. It's already here. They're here. But this weekend, take your vitamins, take your tranquilizer, take whatever you need, but keep your faculty straight. Tiffany, we love you. Thank you, thank you. It is Mind for Monday. Just keep your brain cells moving. We love you.
Thank you.
Break it up.
You're welcome.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We share and care with love all through the land.